The next process after the building was designed was to, of course, demolish the house that was there. And that gave way to a demolition party and all havoc let loose. Windows were smashed and walls were broken through. 61 Cambridge Terrace also had a demolition party, and that demolition party was even more outrageous than the one before it. And that's the one when we found this bath in the bathroom and pulled it out from the wall and slid it down the stairs and out onto the streets, and Miles was put in it, and we put him on the in the river in the bath and pushed him out from the banks, and in a matter of about 2 seconds the bath turned completely upside down. Miles emerged all covered in weed and everything else. Somehow he ended up with his shoes in one hand and a pair of socks in the other hand, and walked back across the street to be confronted by the police, who asked him, was he the owner of the place? And he said, yes, he was, Ossifer. And they said, is this party beginning or ending? And Miles said, it is proceeding. And then there was an almighty crash, and as the north wall of the house had actually been severed from the building, and it crashed into the garden. And the police retired and the party continued. The town hall competition, certainly when we did get the job, there had to be another party, of course. And there was.
Well, there were
two parties. Of course, we got selected to do the second stage of the town hall. And some of it was a bit hazy because we couldn't remember what happened the night before, the day after. But I remember the party that we had on the winning of the second stage and final stage of the competition. Miles rang me and said that we'd won, and we'd just gone to bed. It was about 11 o'clock at night, I suppose. And he says, the party's on at Morris's place down in Harpawa, in his little cottage. So I thought, oh, right. So I got up and got dressed and whizzed down there. And there was Margaret sitting, Morris's wife, sitting by herself. And party on tonight. Yes, we were waiting for Morris to get back from Timaru. And then it took a wee while for Miles to arrive. So, and I think he brought the booze with him. And so Margaret and I sat there rather awkwardly for about an hour waiting for all this to happen. And there wasn't a drink in the house. But we made up for it. Miles, in his autobiography, also refers to the party at 65. We did decide that we would have a race across the river between the architects and the engineers. So we all rushed across the road, dove into the water. It was all 30 centimetres deep, cold as charity, and was the first to get to the other side of the river and back. And not too sure whether the architects or the engineers won. I've forgotten that. I remember George Russell, who was the quantity surveyor, was wearing a hat that somehow or another had been filled with tomato sauce. And the tomato sauce was running down his face. We all thought he was bleeding. Yeah. Not good times, but not good professional times.